When it rains in Paris, you can either stop for a glass of wine or head for a museum. If you're lucky, you might even get a little traveling music along the way. One of the greatest art museums in Paris is the Musée d'Orsay on the left bank of the River Seine. The Orsay was once a train station. It opened in 1900 just in time for the Paris World Exposition. By 1939, the platforms in the Beaux-Arts-style building were deemed too short to handle long-distance trains, so it was relegated to suburban trains. By 1970, it was scheduled for demolition in order to make way for a new hotel. But government officials stepped in to save it, eventually deciding it should be renovated and converted into an art museum, featuring works of art created between 1848 to 1915. The Orsay now has the largest collection of Impressionist and Post-Impressionist art in the world. When it opened in December 1986, it had 2,000 paintings and 600 pieces of sculpture, a fraction of what the Louvre has, but it doesn't leave you feeling overwhelmed. Unfortunately, photography is not allowed in the galleries. Perhaps the most beautiful work of art is the building itself. One of the most iconic elements of the building are its clocks. The one overlooking the old platforms is as beautiful as any piece of art. The exterior clocks offer a unique perspective. You can look out from the backside of the giant timepieces and see parts of the city, like Montmartre, where many of the artists whose work is displayed at the Orsay today lived and worked. The Orsay is truly one of the world's greatest museums and definitely should be on everyone's must-see list. Rain or shine.